You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is Nancy Waterman, here representing the Southeast Alaska Land Trust. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Shelley. It's nice to be here.
Thanks so much for being here today. We're happy to have you. You serve on the board of directors for Southeast Alaska Land Trust. Can you tell us a bit about what the organization does?
Well, formed in 1995 by the visionary people like Deborah Marshall and Sam Skaggs. And our first conservation easement was in cooperation with Carolyn Jensen, who owned the property now known as the Jensen Olson Arboretum. So we have facilitated community planning in this way. We help shepherd willing owners who want to put conservation easements on their property. And often we then turn the property over to entities like City and Borough of Juneau or the City of Sitka, who then own the property. And we, in perpetuity, take care of supervising the conservation easement conditions. So in a sense, in a big sense, you can call us a member of the community planning system in Southeast Alaska, not just here in Juneau where our office is, but in other communities like Sitka, Haines, Cake, and down near Petersburg, we have some property also.
All right. Thank you so much for that background, Nancy. And you're here today to talk about the Juneau Community Wetlands Cleanup, and it's happening this Saturday, May 1st, 10 a.m. at Sunny Point here in Juneau. How can folks participate in that?
Yes, we hope. That's the dry part of Saturday. The low tide is at about 11 o'clock in the morning. So our 10 o'clock beginning time puts us really able to take advantage of walking out from the areas around Sunny Point out to the little islands that are somewhat in what was the middle of the channel. We're especially interested in the Mendenhall Wetlands State Game Refuge because of isostatic rebound. We've been instrumental in helping owners there put conservation easements on their properties. And this wetlands cleanup we've been doing for about 7 years now. You would think we would have totally cleaned up the Sunny Point area in 7 years. But it's amazing the amount of material that flies out of our vessels and vehicles and ends up on the wetlands. So we've got lots of opportunity for people with strength and long legs to walk a distance out, and for people who are a little bit more conservative out in how they move around, to sit in one place and pick up little bits of styrofoam. That's a problem on the wetlands every place in Juneau. We are cooperating with the Alaska Brewery Company, their Coastal Code program, which they've supported, I think, since their beginning. And so they'll be at one end of Sunny Drive. You go through the underpass under Egan Drive onto Sunny Drive, and Coastal Code will be at one end, and Southeast Alaska Land Trust will be at the other end. So 2 points from where people can start out with their yellow litter-free bags and their green recycle bags. So lots of opportunities on Saturday. Our Southeast Alaska Land Trust work on Sunny Point is one of them.
Right. And we'll be talking with Litter Free Inc. right after this interview. But I wanted to ask, what kind of things wind up out there in the wetlands? What's the need for this cleanup?
Well, docks, large pieces of styrofoam, floating materials, cans left over from oil and drink bottles and that kind of material, as I say, from vessels and from our harbor area. And then things that you would never guess. 1 year we picked up some, this is probably something one could guess. We picked up a very lovely decoy, which became our mascot for the rest of that year. And things like that.
What are some of the reasons why people drop or dump their stuff, their garbage, out in the wetlands?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I think a lot of it is accidental. Just things that have been used at one time and fly out, or a person is in the habit of dropping something. One of the irritating things to me is when you find a beverage container where someone has meticulously put the lid back on and then dropped it on the ground. Yeah, that happens on the wetlands as well as along the roadsides. Remember, our cleanup on Saturday is in public areas, and so this Sunny Point area is very public. That's one of the things. Southeast Alaska Land Trust properties are all very open to the public, and we do a great job of putting in trails and signage on some of our properties. We are very excited to share our properties with the public.
Okay, well, on Saturday at 10 a.m., we should head out to Sunny Point if we want to participate in the Juneau Community Wetlands cleanup. And what should we expect right when we get there? What are some of the first things we need to do after we, say, park the car?
Well, we'll have you sign in. We do. We will have bags and hand sanitizer. Please bring your own beverage and snack. And but also, we'll be partnering with Discovery Southeast. A couple of their folks will be there with some educational opportunities for the kids. So this is a family-friendly event. You all come and help and enjoy being a short distance from each other. I think the new COVID CDC requirements are that a mask is not required when you're outside and somewhat distanced from each other. But we're encouraging you to bring along a mask so that anybody who is more comfortable being with somebody when we're all wearing masks, that will be possible. Bring your own mask.
Okay, good advice. And along the lines of what to wear, your flyer says dress to get messy, which kind of goes without saying, I think, if you're stomping out to the wetlands. But I imagine it would be, it's going to be pretty messy and muddy out there.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Boots, rubber boots are always a good thing to have. We're partnering with quite a few other organizations, too. Alaska Airlines Green Team, as I say, the brewery, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Discovery Southeast, DIPAC, Juneau Audubon Society, and a special shout out to North Star Helicopters. They've volunteered to do a heli lift for us if we find some very large things. So that'll be happening on a day not Saturday, but after Saturday's cleanup.
Well, what a great event with so many organizations and communities members involved with that. So thanks so much to you and to Southeast Alaska Land Trust for putting that together. And best of luck. I hope you have a wonderful turnout.
Thank you, Shelley. And I look forward to hearing Lori Sika next with Litter Free. That's a wonderful organization, too.
All right. Yep. They're coming up next. Another community-wide cleanup that we'll tell you about. And for both groups, after a year of COVID, there's probably a lot to do. Thanks so much for being with us today, Nancy.
Thank you, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Take care.